We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegriff on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, first off, congratulations on Friday's victory over Oxford, 46-0. And looking back at the game, what was it that impressed you about your team's play? Where did you feel like you maybe saw some improvement?
It was nice to see Brock Griffin have a good night. We got him the ball quite a bit, and he was able to have quite a bit of success out on the edges. And so, you know, any time that we can compliment Mitch with him, or, you know, with Cal being out this last week, you know, really seeing Brock step up and be in that role again was good.
Are you going to get most of your injured guys back for Thursday night's game with Yates Center?
Yeah, we are.
Well, you have Yates Center coming up on Thursday night, and the week nine, or for better cases, it's first round of the playoffs. And I know you've been treating the last part of the season as they were playoff games. And you go in as the number two seed out of the district and taking on a Yates Center team. What do you know about Yates Center? What challenges might they offer your football team?
They run an interesting spread offense that will pose some challenges for us defensively. It's going to put our athletes in space, so it'll be interesting to see what happens and how we go. They've got some speed, and so we're just going to spend some time looking at things defensively and play well.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegriff on the Area Coach's Corner, and this is our final visit as far as the Area Coach's Corner is concerned for the season, but I thought we'd take some time and talk about your upperclassmen, in particular your three seniors, and they've had really a pretty nice run as a senior group in the last two seasons, of course, making it to the playoffs, and then this year hoping for even bigger and better things, but you're going to be graduating three very special young men.
Yeah, you know, having Rhett and Dwayne and Dakota be with us this year was a big deal, and those guys have really stepped up. You know, Rhett and Dwayne were guys that didn't play last year. They had some personal issues that they had to take care of, and so we didn't have them last year. But for them to be out this year and be in the roles that they are has immensely helped our team. And you know, with Dakota being a transfer from Emporia, he wasn't able to play last year because he had to set out and the way the transfer went. So, you know, Dakota was excited this year, came in with the right attitude, and it was a huge contributor on our defense until, you know, that Madison game where he was injured with a season-ending injury. But, you know, those guys are pretty near and dear to my heart, and they've been pretty great for this program, and we will sincerely miss having their attitude every day at practice and on the game field.
I guess the exciting part of it is, minus those three guys, everybody else is back next year.
Sure. We have a pretty talented core coming back. You know, basically our entire offensive line, backfield, and wideouts. That helps quite a bit. You know, the group that we have, the junior class and sophomore class and the freshmen that are coming up and the freshmen that are right now, those guys are hard workers, man. They show up every day, and we have a lot of fun. We have a good time, but we work hard, and they bring the right attitude every day. So it's going to be exciting for Bulldog football to come.
Well, season's not over with yet. What do you see as the keys for this team to continue to play?
We've just got to play good football, good sound. Defense and continue to get better offensively up front. And if we can do that, then, you know, we're going to be able to go into each game and compete our butts off. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for right now. You know, we keep talking about where we were last year and you know, different teams have different crews. And so, you know, we're going to take this one game at a time and continue to go through the playoffs as we go. We'll start with Yates Center and see where we end up. But, yeah, we just got to take it week by week.
Coach Vandegriff, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us not only today but throughout the season here on the Area Coach's Corner. Congratulations on another outstanding season. I know it's not done yet. We wish you good luck throughout the postseason and look forward to visiting with you again next year.
Thanks so much, Greg.
That's Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegriff on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and by Kansas Graphics on KVOE Live and Local.